You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We continue our Set Apart to Serve series today as we talk with leaders from the Association of Lutheran Secondary Schools and Lutheran Education Association.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University St. Paul. You can learn more about Concordia University St. Paul at csp.edu.
Joining us today, Dr. Cole Braun. He's Executive Director of the Association of Lutheran Secondary Schools. Dr. Braun, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk with you today.
I'm looking forward to the conversation, learning more about you and the organization you serve. Also joining us today, Dr. Tom Regge. He's Executive Director of the Lutheran Education Association. Dr. Regge, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
It is great to be here with you.
So let's talk about the organizations you serve and how you serve in those roles in those organizations. Dr. Braun, let's start with you and the Association of Lutheran Secondary Schools. Tell us a little bit about the organization.
Yeah, so the organization has been around almost 40 years. And I'm just finishing my first year as executive director. The organization is designed to identify, equip, support, and inspire leaders of Lutheran secondary schools. We have about 70 Lutheran high schools or middle schools and high schools around the country that we serve. And we're really a member organization that is just trying to provide resources, tools, and to help these leaders navigate Lutheran high schools.
Dr. Regge, tell us about the Lutheran Education Association.
I will. We've been around a bit longer than ALSS. We've been around since 1942, so that gives some context. And it started out as a totally volunteer organization. And through the decades, it eventually became an area where we needed to have a full-time executive director. And I've just been doing this for 3.5 months. I think we're best known for our convocation, which is every 3 years. And typically, it's about 3,000 Lutheran educators that participate. We have exhibitors, vendors, keynoters, sectionals, all those things. So it's a really strong networking organization. We love to gather together and just share our faith and grow and learn and all those things. We also have annual conferences. So we do that for administrators, and that's a lot of fun too. And our mission is linking, equipping, and affirming, which goes very well with LEA. But if you take all three of those separately, I mean, linking is gathering together, equipping is professional development and how can we best support, and affirming, we're also very well known in giving out awards, 13 to 15 per year. And these are the best of the best as far as serving the Lord in Lutheran education. And so myself and the staff members of LEA, we typically go to these schools and churches and we make the presentation in front of the school, congregation, et cetera. And it's a once in a lifetime opportunity just to say, thank you for serving in such a powerful way in our Lutheran schools.
Let's talk about how your organizations benefit educators, administrators, and other Lutheran schools. I think both of you have touched on this a little bit, but let's talk about how those organizations support educators and administrators. Dr. Braun?
Yeah, so there's just a bit of a difference. We're very, LEA and ALSS, I think, are closely aligned in what we're trying to accomplish. One of the things I would say is ALSS is specifically focused on the superintendent or executive director or principal or CEO, whatever that title is, the leaders of Lutheran high schools. They're so often on an island, like they don't really have, they have to do it all. The average size of our Lutheran high schools that we serve is only 280 students. I serve a school community that's much larger than that, but the majority of them are kind of jack of all trades. They need to be able to be great at it all. Okay, I need to know how to handle my faculty. I need to know how to have strategic planning. I need to know how to build a budget. I need to know how to raise money. I need to know what the rules of a crossing guard are so my students can get to their rides on time. Like it's just a massive responsibility. And so our role, the way we pour into them is we provide resources. We do conferences as well. We do an annual conference, but we have monthly ed camps that they can zoom into that talk about various aspects of the school, like what admissions or safety or curriculum or whatever that is. But our organization is focused on pouring into the leaders of the schools. And like Tom mentioned, the convocation, there's 3,000, there's a lot of educators, a lot of teachers at that in addition to the leaders of the school. So we're focused on, again, we're a bit of a smaller organization than LEA, and we're focused specifically on how do we solve the problems and help these leaders identify new leaders, equip them, and give them the tools to be successful in their school. So we're very leader-focused, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Begge, how does LEA really benefit the Lutheran schools?
Yeah, thanks, Cole, for that context for ALSS. We support almost 1,800 schools, so it's a large number. Ours is membership-based, so there's a cost. And a lot of times, full faculties participate also. But I would say we look for value-add items to be able to support the educators in these schools. And I'll just give you some examples of those. We already talked about the convocation and the annual administrators conference, but we also even assist district execs with conference membership, registration, all that, because we have a vast number of resources to be able to do that. We provide weekly devotions. So every Sunday morning in the inbox, there's a devotion that's written by one of our staff members. We have Words on Wednesday, also known as WOW, W-O-W, and just filled with inspiration. Every Wednesday morning that comes out. And the context is one where even President Harrison has participated, people from all over Senate, even international sometimes. Today, there was one that just mentioned how supportive we can be with each other spiritually and otherwise. Do podcasts, which are quite popular. We have a weekly blog. We have a peer-reviewed journal and just more value-add applications. We're not sure those are all set in stone. We'll probably be doing some surveying moving forward just to try and get a gauge for what do our Lutheran educators truly need for that support. But it's really fun trying to figure all that out. But our goal is just to be there for them and to help make their job easier also, all framed in the gospel message.
Can I add one piece to that? Interesting. One of the things we found is that, and this might be shocking, but a lot of times Lutheran educators, Lutheran schools, or people in the Lutheran world don't want to share ideas, or they silo up and do their own thing. And they do their own thing over and over and over instead of you know, providing or sharing ideas. So one of the things that we launched this year in our conference is something that we're calling faith cohorts. And so we're taking schools that are similar in demographic or nature and size and doing a quarterly meeting with them that's facilitated by ALSS so they can talk about issues that are specific to their schools. Like, for example, one of my schools has 1,100 kids in it and we serve an urban population. Well, a school like Calvary in Jefferson City has 150 kids and it's more of a suburban situation. Our solutions to the same problem are going to be very different. So we need to be talking with schools and working on problems that are similar, and so do they. And so just to, as Tom said, all of those providing resources and pouring into school leaders and school educators so that they can be more successful, that's our job at ALSS, and I know that's LEA is trying to do the same thing. So that's just an example of trying to be creative, maybe breaking down some of those barriers.
Well, and that's total practical application too, Cole. It's real life, and you're assisting schools, and I just love what you just shared there.
We're talking with Dr. Cole Braun and Dr. Tom Regge about the organizations they serve supporting Lutheran education. We have more to talk about in just a moment in our Set Apart to Serve conversation right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. Who am I? How has God gifted me?
Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with Dr. Cole Braun and Dr. Tom Reggie about supporting Lutheran education with the organizations they serve. Dr. Braun serving the Association of Lutheran Secondary Schools and Dr. Reggie serving as Executive Director of Lutheran Education Association. Let's talk about how you came to Lutheran education. How did Lutheran education become important for you and you find your way into the roles that you're in? Dr. Braun?
It might shock you to find out that my entry into Lutheran education and the Lutheran Church was through men's basketball. And that's the way the Lord works sometimes, right? Many times. I was unchurched as a youngster growing up, and I was in my early 20s. We had just had my wife and I just had our first baby, and I love the game of basketball. It's addicting, obviously. And I was in a men's basketball league trying to find a team. And there was an individual that saw that I could get to the rim. I was pretty good and I didn't mind passing because everybody likes to shoot. So if you want to pass the ball, you're going to get invited. And he asked me to play. And that was the first time the Holy Spirit started tapping me on the shoulder and engaging me in something bigger than basketball. And I won't go into all the stories, but through this and that and the other thing, I ended up coaching basketball at this church. I ended up getting very involved in the church and we joined. And I've always loved sports and teaching. And so I, even though my background is business and CPA and business turnaround, I was very inspired and interested in the business of education and what it could do. And then that, along with seeing what a faith journey would look like for youngsters, just grabbed me. So 13 years ago, after many, many years in the business world, I was presented the opportunity to consider a calling to be the CEO of the schools that I serve here in Milwaukee. And it's just, once you catch it and you understand the power that it brings when you can deliver Jesus to kids every day and change their lives through education. I mean, I love the fact that we get to see the kids every day for about 10 hours a day for 8 or 9 or 10 months out of the year. Like, that's a huge influence in their faith life. And so I came to it very, very innocently through athletics and something that I love. But, you know, I love, my business was all about making businesses very successful. That was what I did for 30 years. And there's nothing more important than making the business of having kids hear God's word through education successful. Like, I breathe it every second of every day and try to figure out ways that we can help them be closer to Jesus.
That is a fantastic story. I love hearing how the different paths that God uses to bring people to where they are. Sometimes it's a straight line and sometimes it's very much not. That's really, really great to hear. Dr. Reggie, what about you? What was your path into Lutheran education?
Yeah, it's a great question. And you're right, Sarah. There's so many different paths, which is part of that journey that God leads us on through life. So I'll go back to my mom. I just posted a picture yesterday or the day before on the Facebook page called Das Haus, which focuses on the German-Prussian Lutherans that emigrated into Western New York, where I grew up, in the town of Wheatfield and Burkholz. I just posted a picture of my mom in 1954 with 34 students and just great joy on her face. And I recall how many times she and dad was a teacher too. They just talked about how they loved the kids, just like Cole said, loving the kids, teaching them about Jesus. But as I was growing up in high school, I just knew I needed to go into the military because my dad served and my grandfather served. And we talked about those things all the time, patriotism and country and all those things. So I went into the military first. About halfway through my enlistment, I just had that Holy Spirit tug, like, I want to be a teacher. So when I was serving overseas, I contacted Concordia University Chicago, and I said, I'm this many miles away. Can you help me start with some classes? So I did Old Testament history and literature, New Testament history and literature by long-term mail across to the Philippines and South Korea and back. And I was able to get in a year of schooling by the time I finished my enlistment. Transferred as a student to Concordia University, Nebraska. My mom was disappointed it wasn't Chicago, but you know. And I still remember student teaching, falling in love with middle school kids. And then that first call of having a classroom of my own. So I served many years as a teacher, principal, and then a consultant for Lutheran schools, and now executive director. But as I said earlier, it's a journey. God leads us. A lot of prayer, a lot of just listening to others, you know, where do your gifts lie, etc. So all I can say is God is good.
Let's talk about why both of you love education. I can tell both of you just love what you do and the positions that God has brought you to. Why is Lutheran education so important to both of you? Dr. Braun?
Why is Lutheran education so important? I think we talk about this a lot in our high school world. I use this phrase a lot. Go back into your own life and think about your decision-making capabilities between the ages of 14 and 18. I'm going to say I probably didn't make all of the best decisions in my life. And most of that doesn't have anything to do with mathematics or English or my physics classes. It has to do with understanding your purpose, understanding why you're made and what you can do with your life and how that all fits together. And I think Lutheran education, starting from the very, very early ages of infant or PK, all the way through 16th grade and postgraduate, if you're going to do master's and doctoral programs, if you are in an environment where you understand and are consistently reassured, challenged to share with others the fact that we are defined by the fact that we are a loved and redeemed child of God, it opens up any possibility that you want, and your dreams and your passions can be fulfilled if you're serving the Lord and serving others. And that environment, we don't get it right all the time. We're clearly not perfect schools or perfect people. We're broken people that need Jesus. But the effort that we put in, that Lutheran education puts in, to make sure that these students are invested in, they know what's most important in their lives, and they can, and I believe this, that they can be bold and take risks that they never would have taken, knowing that they're already saved and if they fail, they just failed in a task. They didn't fail as an individual. They are already have on the winning side. Like, they are valued and loved. And so I just think it keeps me up at night. Every child should have an opportunity to know that and to live in that environment when they go through their years of school. And so that's what we're providing. We talk about it all the time. Why do we want to have more kids hear God's word? Because they should hear God's word every day through Lutheran education. We're just on this growth pattern. We want God's kingdom to grow. And one of the greatest ways to do that is through education. So I don't know if I answered your question, Sarah, but that's why it's so important.
Dr. Reggie, anything to add to that? Why Lutheran education is so important today?
Ooh, that's a tough act to follow, Cole. You said so much there. Thank you.
I'm going to go first.
You know, it's all about the Great Commission and sharing the gospel message, and baptisms in chapel and confirmation teaching and the questions that come up and the opportunity to pray together, all those things. I continually think about future church workers too, continually. does this child have the gift to be able to become a church worker, whatever that aspect of vocation might be in the Lutheran church? And then I tell him, and I tell him why, and I tell his or her parents too. And I've seen so many seeds planted that way. I take no credit. It's just the Holy Spirit working in that way. Just a fun little story too. I set up a bench outside my office when I was a school principal, and I put three words on it: the answer bench. And I didn't tell anyone what it was about. But what happened was I would sit there during passing hour, and I would have kids come up to me, "Dr. Reggie, what is the answer bench?" "Well, sit down beside me. You can ask me any question you want, and I'll try to give you an answer. Or you could give me suggestions, and we'll talk it through." And it grew and grew and grew, and I actually had lines at times to talk to me. But it was to tell them often, too, how Jesus has gifted them in so many ways. I would also say just seeing them on the weekends at worship just fills my heart to see these kids as they grow up. And then when they contact you when they're adults and say, "Hey, I remember this," or "I remember that." And I will never forget the Lutheran school and the time we shared together. And I can just tell that they're leaders now in a Christian way. And I just love when they say, "I'm going to be a teacher in our Lutheran schools."
Can I add one thing to what Tom just said? Sure. You talk about church work, Tom, and guiding them towards whether it's pastoral church work or just serving the church in some capacity.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility as Lutheran educators, and I think in Lutheran churches, people that are in that, to inspire, to one, identify kids that would be really good in that environment, which you talked about, right? You tap them on the shoulder, you talk to them, you talk to their parents. It's also our responsibility to inspire them and show them the blessing it is to serve the church and to be in this world, whether it's in education or church work through pastoral work or whatever the case is. We oftentimes goof that up. You know, maybe we're having a tough day and we tell the kids how hard it is to be a teacher and I'm underpaid and it's really a difficult job. And this is really, I know I'm doing God's work, but it's really hard. And then we turn around the next day and say, "You should go and be a teacher." And the student would be like, "Why would I ever want to do that? You just told me how hard and how horrible it is." And that's not really the case. So I just think it's our job, especially with Set Apart to Serve and what we're trying to do. Like, we're trying to grow, identify and grow church workers. And education's a big piece of that. So inspiring them and telling them how amazing it is and showing them how amazing it is to do God's work through church or the church itself or through education is really important.
What's your outlook for the future of Lutheran education? Dr. Braun?
Hey, can I pass that to Tom first?
Sure.
So I can think
Reggie?
For a second?
Yeah.
Dr. Reggie,
I'm going to put you on the spot first.
Yeah, that's the question of the day. I don't know if one of us have answers, but I have some thoughts, and I know you will too, Cole. I'm truly not sure that we will ever get to that point where we will have enough Lutheran-trained teachers to fill our school. I just think that's reality. The next item is, I believe we need to try to come up with creative solutions, including trying to close the gap in the cost of what it would take to have a bachelor's degree in education at one of our Concordias. But the other thing is, we need to powerfully share the joys of sharing the gospel in our Lutheran classrooms. And that's working with various age groups. You already heard me talk about how I love middle school kids. Well, my wife teaches 4-year-olds. And you can start as early as you need to, and it comes back into the home, and it's a great thing. I hope that will always continue. But I just think we need to, and I believe this will happen, that we'll share, as Cole and I have both said today, it's such an honorable vocation. I mean, it truly is. It's embracing our faith. It's sharing real stories. But I just think we need to keep the challenge in front of us always. And I think that's what Set Apart to Serve is doing. We're continuing to talk about it. Ideas are coming forth. Brainstorming is coming forth. God will bless us with how to make this work. I know the numbers are already increasing. The Holy Spirit is working. So I'm just keeping it in the forefront. I'm sharing ideas that I believe will work. I'm still talking to kids. I visit schools all the time. Cole, it is your turn.
with just about a minute left, Dr. Braun.
Perfect. I can do it quickly. I think that everything Tom said, I agree with. My concern, especially about the number of teachers and the challenges we have, I'm going to take it back to the world I came from before I got into Lutheran education. I think the biggest challenge of Lutheran education right now, it's not our ability to deliver a great message or a great education or share God's word. It, quite honestly, the biggest challenge facing Lutheran schools is the fact that the financial model is incredibly challenging. And so we need unique solutions and unique resources to figure that part of it out. And that's part of what my job is. But I think that piece is often overlooked. The gospel and the work, I mean, Jesus has it and we're doing all of that, but you have to actually make it work financially as well.
Dr. Cole Braun, Executive Director of the Association of Lutheran Secondary Schools. Dr. Braun, thanks for being our guest today.
It was a pleasure.
And Dr. Tom Regge, Executive Director of Lutheran Education Association. Dr. Regge, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.